should be joined live on the phone now by Franzi O'Donnell, who is acting manager at the Dublin City Volunteer Centre. Good morning, Franzi.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. It's a lovely morning out there, is it not?
It's beautiful, yeah. Absolutely. Spring is finally here.
Well, at long last. This time last week, I think it was positively Baltic, but you never know. Firstly, Franzi, can you tell us where you're based and a little bit about the history of the centre itself?
Sure, yeah. We're based on Angel Street, so right in the city centre, very accessible. And we're the Dublin City Volunteer Centre. So, you know, we're really here to give people information about volunteering, if something they might consider. And we can help them find opportunities to volunteer, depending on their interests or the skills or the time that they have, and support them with that search and with the whole process. So it's a little bit like a jobs agency just for volunteering. That's the idea behind it. Just in terms of the history, we've been around for a couple of years. We've moved to the centre here about 5 years ago now. And we've been here ever since.
Would it be fair to say, Franzi, that we Irish have a rich history of volunteering? And if so, why do you think that is?
Absolutely, I would agree with that, George. I think there's an amazing culture of volunteering in Ireland. It's something that's really ingrained in the Irish culture and in the, you know, how people feel about community and how people get involved with each other. And I think it's something really special that we have here, you know, that people consider volunteering, whether it's in a very informal way of just helping a neighbour or whether it's the more formalised way of actually, you know, going online and looking up ideas and applying for something. So I think it's something that's really worth celebrating, you know. Why that is, I'm not sure if I can really answer that. I think it's just something that's in the culture and that people have been doing for centuries, really.
I think it's fair to say, though, that we are very kind of a sociable people. We're very friendly. And it's something that, as you mentioned, there is in us, and we are very generous with our time, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the services that you offer at the centre, Franzi? Also, would your centre be divided into various catchment areas?
Yeah, so maybe I'll answer that question first, because that always comes up. We are part of a nationwide network of volunteer centres. So there's one in, there's a service in every county. And in the wider Dublin area, we have four volunteer centres. So there is Dublin City Volunteer Centre. That's kind of gone along the Dublin City Council catchment area lines. And I suppose Fingal Volunteer Centre would capture some of the other areas, you know, that your audience would be in as well, in the north of County Dublin. And then there's Dunleary, Rathdown Volunteer Centre and South Dublin Volunteer Centre as well. So we have great coverage in Dublin. So it depends just on where people live, that they have a local volunteer centre that they can actually access for local information as well. And that's really what we do. So we have a national database for volunteering opportunities. It's called iVol, and it's available online on all the websites of the volunteer centres. And any charity, community group, non-profit organisations that involves volunteers or would like to involve volunteers can post up on that database to say that they're looking for volunteers. Yeah. And we would be supporting those groups with their, you know, volunteer management, with their work, with trying to find the right people for the type of task that they're looking for. And then we would help anybody, any member of the public, anybody who says, you know what, I have a bit of time, I'd like to get involved in something that I'm really passionate about, what can I do? You know, so we're trying to bring the groups and the people together to find the right opportunity for the right person.
Hmm. Are there any areas, Franzi, where there may be a deficiency of volunteers and you'd like to see that rectified?
I think, and I suppose in Dublin, we're quite fortunate that we have quite a range of organisations and opportunities available. And, you know, it can be a very local thing, but it can be also local in the sense of the city. So No, I don't think it's really about singling out specific areas, because people can move around, and you know, they might like to say, you know, I'm really interested in this particular organisation or cause, so I don't mind travelling across Dublin to do that. So there's actually quite a variety of opportunities there. Of course, I mean, the real local community is stronger in some areas than others, you know, and you might find a lot more informal volunteering going on in the areas where there's a stronger sense of community, where some others, you know, might people might just go looking for opportunities outside the community.
What advice, Franzi, would you give to people who'd like to volunteer their services for something? Maybe it's of in an area of interest to them, but they don't know where to start, and they mightn't have the confidence, but they, I don't know, they're contemplating making a phone call to maybe somebody like yourself. Any advice for them this morning?
Absolutely. I think the main thing is that if it is something that you're interested in, don't be afraid to make that call. We're here to help. It's a free service. We can, you know, give advice on the phone. We can meet people for an appointment. We can sit down, have a chat. Even if someone, you know, maybe not, might not be sure what exactly they like to do or how much time they could give or what's out there, they can come in to us. We can talk about it. We can look at some ideas together. There's no obligation or commitment at that point either. It's just to kind of start the conversation, really. And you know, they can go on the website, it's volunteerdublincity.ie, and I'll have a look at the database. That's free, so whoever that's available as well, if they just want to browse kind of what's going on, you know. And then for this week especially, we have an event on Friday, an open day here at the centre, because it is National Volunteering Week this week, and we're celebrating volunteering all of this week, and I'm really kind of trying to put the word out there to people to consider it. And even if they just want to kind of dip their toe into the idea of, you know, maybe having a chat, we have the open day here at the centre on Angel Street on Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. So people can just pop in and get a little bit of information to get started.
I think it's fantastic. Have you any other events planned for this week, Franzi?
Yeah, we do. We have a volunteer information evening on Tuesday night, which is a bit more structured event. There's a couple of organisations that will come to present about what they do and how they involve volunteers. This is at the moment booked out, but there is a waiting list for people if they do want to put their name down. All the information, again, is available on our website, or, you know, people can just give us a call or drop us an email at info@volunteer.city.ie as well. And then we're doing a couple of other events for the organisations that we work with, for example. You know, we're organising a network meeting for them as well, so we're supporting that side of things as well.
And, is it fair to say, Franzi, that it's great for the person themselves, because it's a way of meeting people, it's a way of making new friends, and arguably, more importantly, it's a way of developing new skills. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I think that's summing up some of the benefits of volunteering there, George. I think a lot of people, you know, they start off kind of going, oh, look, I have a little bit of time, I can help, you know, I can get involved in something. And they find really quickly that all these benefits are there for them as well. Like you said, you know, the idea of meeting people that you may not meet in other circumstances, you know, getting out there, trying something new, learning new skills, or being able to use skills that you have, and, you know, perhaps and in a situation that, you know, in your work or wherever it is that you maybe can use, or you might be retired and you say, I have a little bit of time and I have a lot of experience that can give, you know, those kind of things. People always come back to us and say, I didn't expect it, but it was actually great to get the benefits. You mentioned well-being as well. You know, I think the well-being is a huge aspect of volunteering as well, that people find it actually makes them feel good, and it's something really positive that they can add to their lives, and getting that reward of getting involved in the community and with a cause that they care about.
How important is a week like this? You mentioned just a few moments ago, it is indeed National Volunteer Week. in perhaps helping to raise awareness as to the importance of volunteering to Irish society?
I think it's very important. You know, it's all about letting people know about volunteering and how much of a role it plays in Irish society. Because it is, quite often it's invisible because people just get on with it and do the amazing things that they do. So we're really trying to highlight volunteering this week and raising awareness for all the things that are already happening and, you know, all the potential that there is for people who might consider to get involved. It's just a small thing that someone might do, but this is adding up to huge volunteering that is done in the country and in Dublin as well. And I think it is crucially important to really highlight that, you know. So we're, for example, this week we're focusing on highlighting volunteers' stories. So we're asking people to share their own stories, you know, and what does it mean to them to volunteer? You know, why do they volunteer? And just to understand it a little bit better. I think it's a crucial year this year as well because the government is working on putting together a national strategy for volunteering. And this will hopefully really, you know, progress and enhance volunteering in Ireland when it's been put together. And it will be the first time that there's an actual definition of volunteering in the Irish context as well. So there's a lot of things happening at the moment, which is really good to see.
Is there a rough figure, Franzi, as to how many people volunteer their services annually in this country? I've tried looking for figures on the internet, and it's difficult to find, but I reckon it's in the tens of thousands. Would that be right?
It is in the tens of thousands, absolutely, yeah. It's huge. It does fluctuate, of course, but... across the country, there is the tens of thousands of people volunteering. And we also actually find that quite a lot of those people are from a non-Irish background. So we find that really encouraging to see that there's people who have moved to Ireland and who actually want to get involved and give back to the community as well.
I think that's fantastic. I really do. I think it's brilliant. It breaks down walls as well, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as training is concerned, would you advise people to avail of at least some training before they perhaps pick up a post?
Yeah, I think it really depends a little bit on the type of role that they take on. You know, I mean, there's opportunities to volunteer where you may not need any specific training. So, for example, in Dublin here, we have fantastic groups that are cleaning the canals each month, you know, the Dublin Canal cleanup groups. And really, for that, you wouldn't need any training. You just turn up on a Saturday or Sunday and you pick up one of those litter pickers and you get involved. You know, they give you instructions in terms of health and safety, of course, but, you know, you wouldn't be expected to attend a big training course to be able to do that. Where, of course, if you say you're committing to volunteer on a regular basis, on a helpline, you know, that involves perhaps providing a listening service to somebody that's been going through a difficult time, of course you would have to attend a more extended training to be able to put you in the best place to be able to help with that service. So it really depends a little bit on what it is that you decide to do. The organisations will always provide some sort of induction or training if required for the role. You know, so I can't really give you a blanket answer. It really depends a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose what I would say is you can actually get quite a lot out of it, training, if it is something that you're interested in. So that's something that you could consider as a benefit of perhaps committing to a longer-term role, a role that does involve extended training. But if someone says, you know what, I don't really have the time for that, I just want to help out a little bit, there's plenty of roles where you can get started really quickly as well.
And it's not just with humans, you can volunteer to work with animals as well, am I right?
Yeah, you can, yeah, absolutely.
Just another question that's teased my brain, Franzi. Are people obliged to volunteer in the areas where they live? Or can people volunteer their services anywhere they choose?
they can volunteer anywhere they choose.
Now, before we go in the minute or so that we have left, have you any contact details for people who'd like to get in touch with you, perhaps a website address, an email address, or a phone number handy?
Yeah, absolutely. So our own website address is volunteerdublincity.ie.
Okay.
And our phone number is 01 473 7482.
So that's 01 473 7482. And are you on social media? I think everybody is on social media these days.
Yeah, we are on Facebook and Twitter, and especially I think this week it's a great opportunity to see some of the stories that we've done.
That was the next question, Francie. Well done, we're psychic.
Yeah.
Is it important to you, social media?
It is. It's a great way of reaching out to people and also having a bit of a two-way conversation as well, so people can, you know, comment and share their own experience and connect with us through social media. So, yeah.
And so would you encourage people who maybe have you as friends on Facebook, perhaps, or maybe friends on Twitter or followers on Twitter, to interact, maybe send you some photographs so you can put up on your website so people can see what people are up to this week? Is that the idea?
Yeah, we've actually had a little campaign running over the last couple of weeks to invite people to share their stories, because it is a specific topic that we've chosen this year for National Volunteer Week. And so there's a hashtag, Why I Volunteer, and you know, we're really trying to get that conversation going. So that's still open, so anybody who would like to share their experience, you know, get in touch with us. Our email address is info@volunteerdublincity.ie, or they can just contact us on social media directly as well. And we're trying to share as many stories as we can to kind of let people see the variety of volunteering, because that's something I think is quite special as well. The diversity of what you can do and the type of organisations and the type of people that volunteer.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic that you're concentrating on stories, because you know, with the advent of digital media and the fact that people don't talk to each other in the way that we had to in the old days before we had it. I can remember a time, Francie, when we only had one television station, RTE, that was it. It's gone back a bit. But I think it's fantastic that you've put the emphasis on stories, because I always say that Dublin really isn't a city. It's kind of like a huge big village made up of little villages, and stories are the thing that keeps village life cohesive and together. And they're important to us as a society. Irish people are amazing storytellers, and I think it would be a shame if we could if we were to lose that. I think it's part of our charm, and I think it's what people love in us as well. Am I right?
I think so too, yeah. And I think it's important to share the stories and for other people to hear and to pick up and to connect through as well. And I think that's something that's really it's really a key part of volunteering as well, is the connection. You know, that it's about people, and it's about people connecting with each other, connecting with the community, and feeling a sense of belonging to the city and to Dublin, and whether that's in a little small village or in the big village that Dublin is. You know, I think that's really part of it.
Just a reminder, Francie, about the couple of events that you mentioned earlier. I know there's something happening on Friday, and I think you mentioned something tomorrow evening. Can you just remind people again where they're happening and times and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the main thing would be the open day on Friday, the 17th of May, from 12 to 3 p.m. And that would be happening here at the Volunteer Centre on Angel Street. And that's really something that people can just pop in to say hello. We'll have coffee and cake and all of that, and information, and people can come in for a chat. The other event is happening tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, at 6 p.m. But this is a registration-only event, so people will need to get in touch with us first to see if we still have spaces available.
Great stuff, Francie. It sounds really interesting, and I think it's fantastic that we have tens and tens and tens of thousands of people out there who still wish to volunteer their services, sometimes on a daily basis, weekly or monthly, however. Franzi, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and keep on keeping on.
Thanks very much, Josh.
Great stuff. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care,
and the best of luck with the week. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.